I have an upgrade, which I'm hoping is going to make the playback for live streaming not impact my voice, where it sounds like I have a really deep voice. I've been using my H5 Zoom, which I love this thing. This thing is great. I've been using this as my recorder and my inner audio interface, but I just upgraded, thanks to David, my new Scarlett Solo third generation. So we'll see how that does. I'm really excited about it so far. Focusrite product. It sounds really good. I love the preamps in it. It sounds really good. So big shout out for Focusrite, and I hope this solves our problem that we've been having with Crowdcast. Literally looking forward to it. Welcome to How to Build a Tent, the podcast on how to make you successful. My name is Matt Williams. Sometimes I say it now in the beginning. Sometimes I don't. It just depends on how I feel. We are part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. Over to fightlaughfeast.com. Put in HTBT in the memo field and you will get a sweet mug like this, which you can see now that we're doing video again for all of my YouTube followers. Thank you for all the new listeners that we've been having ever since my episode calling the NBA executives whores. It's amazing what is the thing that drives people to your show. And apparently calling people whores does that. But it's true. They are. I mean, it's just like what Jesus or what God does in the Bible through prophets. It talks about Israel being whores after false idols. The NBA is being whores after money in the Chinese market. It's really sad. And I wish that our American companies, our American sports companies would reflect American values. But, you know, to each his own, I guess. If you want to reach out to me, you can find me, Matt, at howtobuildatent.com. You can find me on the social media sites, howtobuildatent. I'd love to hear from you. I've been really excited. There's been several of you who have reached out to me in the last week about businesses you're starting. And I just say, like, do your due diligence, pray about it, get some advice, reach out to people in the industry, and go for it, especially if you can find a way to do it with low risk. I was talking with one guy. He has a great idea. Very low risk. And at the very least, if he fails, it's still a great learning opportunity. I mean, the hardest thing to do is put your toe in the water and just go for it. And then you get a little more comfortable, you get a little more addicted, and you know, the rest is history. You're an entrepreneur. Really exciting. I love to hear about the businesses that are not because of this show, but you know, maybe I helped give you a little push. It's really exciting. Don't forget about our book club coming in at the end of the month. It's Never Split the Difference by Chris Voss. I'm thinking for the next month, I'm going to pick a book, and unless you subscribe, and maybe it'll be part of the Fight Laugh Feast membership too, not just the Patreon, but then you will find out what the book is. So a little mystery, unless you subscribe. We also have Reform Jellicle Wednesday nights. I love that show with AD Robles. Oh my gosh. I look forward to it every week. I wish it was daily. All right. I have a phone call. This is a problem. I have show notes today. I want to talk about Elizabeth Warren unveils a $1 trillion environmental justice plan for low income communities. The problem with leaving your notes on your phone or your articles that you're going to read is when you get a phone call during your recording, it kind of throws you for a loop. All right, let's get into it. So Elizabeth Warren is pushing this $1 trillion environmental justice plan. It just feels like Rush Limbaugh has it right. It's like these are a bunch of Santa Clauses trying to give away free stuff for your vote, but it's not free. And we'll talk about that in a second. The highlights of it, and I just a shout out to CNBC. I love your format for articles. Thank you for giving me bullet points to highlight. It doesn't only like help me get to the main points of article and I can just go through them really quickly, which makes it enjoyable and why I like your articles, but it also allows me to just use your bullet points for the show. It is fantastic. So thank you, editors of the CNBC, for setting up this format. All right, first bullet point. Senator Warren plan calls for spending at least $1 trillion in the next decade on the country's most vulnerable communities, which I wonder what a vulnerable community is, who are often concentrated in highly polluted areas and exposed to toxic chemicals. To me, that just sounds like every big city, every Democrat big city. Is there a Republican big city? I mean, even in Texas, aren't they all Democrat voters? So again, trying to buy votes. Second bullet point, our crisis of environmental injustice is a result of decades of discrimination and environmental racism compounding in communities that have been overlooked for too long. Okay, these big cities run by Democrats have been overlooked. Whose fault is that? it has to be the Democrats, right? It has to be their fault. And then also just notice the Marxism just bleeding through this. It's disgusting. Like this critical theory Marxism that came over from Germany. The Germans are good people. I have a lot of German in my family history. But they always come up with terrible ideas, just like this. And, you know, I feel sorry for them. But anyways, Warren would mandate that all federal agencies consider climate impacts in developing rules and would restore the Obama-era water rule, which the Trump administration recently pulled back. Now, I want to start off by saying this. Forget the actual policy for a second. But when you see something that costs $1 trillion, first you have to understand that we all pay for that. We all pay for that. And we pay for it in different ways. A lot of us pay taxes. And that's one way that this is going to be funded. Taxes today. Or taxes tomorrow. Metaphorically, meaning the future. Two, interest rates will increase. See, the problem with spending trillions and trillions of dollars on these programs. Yes, I know George Bush also. Ooh, I sound a lot better when I look into this mic. I'm trying to look into the camera and the mic at the same time. The problem with spending this much money. Yes, I know we spent too much money in Iraq and Afghanistan. I'm totally on board with that. But it also applies to social issues too. And these Marxist ideas, these ways to divide the country and to buy votes. It doesn't matter. We still owe this money if we spend it. The problem with it is that our debt is going to get to a place where it becomes riskier and riskier to loan money to us because we have a huge deficit. We have a huge debt. And the larger that grows, the more risky it is to lend to us, the less likely we are going to be able to pay it back. Just like in our personal lives, just like in our businesses, the higher debt you are leveraged with, the more risky it is to lend to you. That is why when you apply for a loan, car loan, home loan, any kind of loan, they want to know all the debts you're paying because that impacts your interest rate. Your interest rate isn't one, like, it's not like you are going to get a 2.5% interest rate on the car, regardless of your situation. No, that might be the best possible interest rate if someone doesn't have any debt and they're making like $1 million a year. And then you come along making minimum wage, you have $40,000 in student loans. Well, your interest rate's going to be like 19% because you're that much more risky. The government is the same way because markets work the same way with, it doesn't matter the people. It's investors taking a risk to give money to borrowers where they need a substantial amount of return on that lending. And part of that is risk. So you have taxes that we are going to pay for this for. We're going to have higher interest rates, which not just for the country's debt, but our own debt that trickles down. I know the Democrats love that word, trickle down economics here. The interest rate that is impacted by our government spending impacts us with our lending rates too. So that 2.5 rate, let's just say for a car loan, that was like great for people with great credit, with a great financial situation, their debt to asset ratios are good and they're making plenty of money. Like their best loan is going to maybe go up to 2.75 or 3%. Who knows how high it's going to go. And it's going to cost more for all of us to buy the things we need to invest, to build out assets that are going to make money, to create businesses, to buy in the house, to buy a new car, to buy a used car. All that is going to increase with these kinds of plans. And then thirdly, the economic cost of, opportunity cost. That's the word I was looking for. Oh, that's scary on live. Going live and forgetting a word. The opportunity cost is significant because the more that we're going to pay in taxes, the more we're going to pay in interest rates to people that are going to lend us money, is money that we could have had in our pockets to invest, to create new inventions, to build new businesses, to create more jobs. And this $1 trillion package, like all the other trillions that we spend too on things that aren't going to make us richer as a more wealthy as a community, as a country, all of that stuff is going to be taken away and given to the government in one form or another, taxes, interest rates, when we could have been doing things with it that we saw best to add value to our communities, to our country that we live in. And that's the danger with this stuff. And I just want to say this, this is really important for us to understand that when we put our government into a place that God has not ordained it to be, and it becomes an idol in our lives, and we look for it to solve our problems, when we look for it to save, when we are calling out Hosanna, save now, to a false idol, that can never save, instead of looking to God and trusting these institutions to play the role that they are meant to play in, whenever that happens, bad things come from it. It is never good. The only time the government is efficient and doing what it's supposed to is when it is in its God-ordained role. And we'll talk about that a lot on Reformed Jellicle. And the only time that we are going to be doing and giving our best and having good results come from us is when we are doing God's ordained role. And so forth with the church, with our families. There is a reason God has set up the things he has. And when they don't do what they're supposed to do and they step out of their lane, that's when the bad things happen, like this huge debt that we have, like these divisive policies that are splitting up Americans. We're so divided because of rhetoric, because of policies like this, because the government is stealing from people. The government is getting people to hate each other. We need to reject this. We need to return to God and put institutions back into the places they belong. Now let's go out and be successful, and we'll talk to you.